Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
It's Sunday, January 16th, 2022, broadcasting from the Vascular Institute studio. And good morning, and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World. Joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. And just for everyone listening in the immediate Chattanooga area, everybody be careful. If you don't have to head out, don't head out. If there's some wintry weather in your area, please be careful this morning. And that's not my usual start to the show, Ed, but I thought I'll start with something completely different for once. So how was your week?
As always, like yours, super, super busy, very productive. We did have, and I know we'll talk about this, and you can probably hear my little gravelly voice. I have I tested negative for, you know what, but I've had the kind of crud. Crud is, I mean, that's a certainly unofficial medical term, but I'm sure you're seeing this in the office, just congestion, not COVID, some scratchy throat, fatigue, bone ache, and it just lasts a week and it goes away for most of the people I'm talking to. How about you?
Well, that's true, yeah. I mean, you know, the old-fashioned, not talking about COVID-19, but coronavirus in general, most coronavirus-type variants are, you know, not COVID-19, but they're colds, most of them.
Yeah.
And so tons of colds going around the area, lots of things that just don't show up on any radar or any test. So that's going around respiratory. Also gastroenteritis. We had that warm spell a while back, and so we're seeing people coming in with pollen issues, which is really weird in January. But, you know, they're coming in sneezing, and they're not actually sick, so that's interesting. But the gastroenteritis going around, that's just a horrible thing to get, and a lot of people have had that. And there still is that virus, which will be unnamed, still going around. And so some people are sick with that. And, you know, I remind people that the vaccines, I'm a vaccine advocate, and I'm sharing, by the way, my views, not my employer's views or the station's views or Ed's for that matter. He has his own, and I love to exercise my right to free speech. But I remind people that the vaccine is a great thing for helping to prevent or markedly lower the risk of death or hospitalization due to COVID. But interestingly, the last time I heard and read anything, the rates of, say, Omicron were higher in the vaccinated than the unvaccinated. Blows my mind. I don't fully get that. Maybe a lot of the people that were not vaccinated also had the infection. I don't know. Nobody's really looking into that I know of right now. But, you know, if you get Omicron, for most times, that's a cold. There are still people, unfortunately, getting other variants, Ed, like Delta, and getting quite sick. And that would be the people that I do know that have it right now are healthcare workers, and they were fully vaccinated. Mm-hmm. So they should be protected from death or hospitalization, but did it protect them from getting the virus? No. So I know at some times in the news there was that over the last year, that falsehood put out there, that misinformation in the national news, and sometimes even by those in government, that if you get this vaccine, you can't get sick. Mm-hmm. That's just not true. That is misinformation. So I'm tired of the current administration trying to silence people. I think that's bad for medicine, bad for health. It's certainly not good for doctors and nurses. We want to hear all sides of a story, investigate it, look into it, make up our own minds. That's what science does. That's how you make a hypothesis, and then you prove it or disprove it for that matter. So as they try to silence people that are free thinkers like Joe Rogan, I shudder to think what the future of medicine would be if that's the way we treat everything. If you don't agree with me, let me just shut you down, take you off of social media. Not a good thing, people. We need to be able to talk about all different sides. If someone disagrees with me, fine. Let's have a discussion. Let's learn about this. But that is one of the most distressing things I have been seeing this last week for health and wellness, is the attempt to silence those with any opinion that is contrary to the state opinion. Anyway, yeah, I can get on a high horse about that one. What do you think, Ed?
Well, you know, Joe Rogan had 50 million views with Dr. Malone, who was the has 10 patents on the COVID vaccine. So these people who are running him down the road with saying he isn't really part of any of this, that, well, just look it up. He has 10 patents on related to the COVID vaccine.
And, so obviously he doesn't know anything.
No, he doesn't. And, you know, look at the pressure. You stay up with it better than I do. But for 50 million people to watch that, it's turning people. There's no doubt the truth is now bubbling to the surface that there's some hidden agenda. And I'm not going to talk about details of COVID for this segment. I've got some notes I would like to express as far as facts, not opinions on the second or third part of our show. But when you look at 50 million views, that is not to be sneezed at, because everything else from Fox News to CNN all the way down the list doesn't even hold a candle to what Rogan's doing.
But people need to, I've had some of my non-medical family, you know, they're distressed when doctors don't agree. And I have to remind them, no, this is not cut and dried. It's not mathematics or physics where you can measure something that's reproducible exactly every time. No. There are times where we have a firm belief based on science that we treat people with for years, and then the complete paradigm shifts from a new study, and we change the way we treat something, and it's better because we learned something new. I mean, you go back to the 90s when we started using beta blockers. I won't go into all the medical, but beta blockers for heart failure. It was completely controversial. The first person I heard give a speech on that, a lecture, was actually booed. It was, and all of us were thinking, you're an idiot. You're not treating with ACE inhibitors and diuretics. Oh, what are you thinking? And years later, no, that was found to be true. So, you know, it's not that you have one way to treat anyone with heart failure, but we opened our minds and started looking at the data, and we changed our thoughts, and we became better physicians because of it. And the same thing is true when it comes to treating any type of infectious disease. We will learn things as time goes on. So we go with the best science and data we have now. We talk about things that appear controversial because we might actually learn something. And if we find out it's not true, great. We just learned something else too. So that's the way a lot of times science and medicine work. But if you silence all opposing views, you can't test a hypothesis. You're just accepting something as fact without testing it, and that is a wrong assumption.
And not only for medicine, but many parts of life too. And I know that, at least from my perspective, I've said this before, healing is as much an art as a medicine, as a science, actually, because you individualize your decision making based on what that patient needs and your wisdom, your experience. You're not going to ever plug a patient into a iPad and have an exact, proper, 100% accurate way to treat that patient, because it doesn't work that way. We're too complex.
That is so true. You know, distressingly, some of the, say, clinics, the mass-produced clinics in major chain stores across the country, some of them use algorithms. You know, if this, then that.
Yes.
And you just run down a chain and, oh, well, all these things, I prescribe blank drug. And, gosh, that's a little scary to me. They'll get it right a lot of the times, but there's no thought involved in that. It's just following a mathematical algorithm, really. And to me, that's not medicine. That's cookie cutter. And you can't treat people like that. No, it's individualized 100% of the time, every time.
Absolutely. And, you know, I know, and you know this, that, you know, if we tuck away two or three classes of drugs from those type of practitioners, which would be antibiotics and steroids, and painkillers, they literally wouldn't prescribe hardly anything, because that comprises 80% of what their prescriptions are, because it's standard. Almost everyone gets one to three of those. No matter what your symptoms are, you know that sometimes that's necessary. Sometimes it's not. You're willing to look further. And I can assure you, and you know this, the patient understands when someone cares about their well-being as you do. And these walk-in clinics are nothing but robots. They're going to just plug in an algorithm and say, here's your prescriptions, go back and get them filled. That's not good health and healing science.
No, and of course, if you shoot with the shotgun enough times, you're going to hit something
exactly
correctly eventually. So they're going to make the right choice just by the odds sometimes. But it doesn't mean it's going to be right every time. And I'm not saying that's a bad concept, all of these mass-produced clinics. It's an interesting thought, but it can be improved as well. I'm just trying to keep the free speech, the free discussion, the open thought, going, because if it's being stifled in this country, it is bad for everything. But for me, for my job, it is horrible for medicine. Mm-hmm. We can't learn anything if you stifle our free speech.
Well, even like, you know, I flew a night flight this past week. Some of you may have seen that on my Facebook. I hadn't flown a night flight in 6 years in my plane. And every time I fly, it's a little bit, there's no exact science to flying. We have to, every 15 minutes, appraise multiple factors to then come up with a decision of what is best as far as the path, the speed, the engine, the position of your plane, working with ATC. I mean, you can't fly an airplane by textbook. It's physically impossible, and you would not do well. That's somewhat analogous to a patient also, because we're having to keep reappraising the conditions at hand at this moment and then make a wise decision. And it goes across every venue almost of this. If we don't have the ability to look into others' opinions and debate it, it's hard to come up with wisdom. We can't find those wise pieces to the puzzle if we think it's all from a textbook. It just isn't going to happen. And so we've kind of finished this first segment, but I'm going to tell people at this point, I've got several notes I'm going to talk about.
Well, I just wrote one down I want to talk about.
Okay. I'm going to try to, I'm a fairly avid reader, and I just know that there's a lot of people like myself that goes through periods of time where I just tread water and I'm not really delving into learning. And I say this on my holistic podcast, probably every other show. I've done 104 shows now. I say that I'll separate the world into two classes of people, learners and non-learners. And I really say, as I did this past week, if you're a non-learner, you're pretty much doomed as far as you might tread water in life. But if you want to excel and move forward and be more enlightened, you have to learn. How do you learn? You can learn from podcasts. Wonderful. You can learn from reading. You can learn from talking to the people who are experienced in ways you're not. But I want to encourage people to learn. So I'm going to start talking about a book a week every time I come on that I have found life-changing as far as educating me. Or, again, I can educate others, but I'm going to start trying to give out tips on that. Well, guess what, my friend? It is a fast, normally 10 minutes. It's already up to 12. So
crazy,
it's time,
fast. Always is.
Time to take a break. When we come back, I got a bunch of notes, and you do too, Dr. Green. We're going to be talking about 10 different things, and that plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Sam Edwards Jewelers prides itself on being more than a traditional jewelry store. Their expert, certified gemologist appraiser and in-house jewelry designer invests the time necessary to understand your goals and desires while educating you in the selection process. Sam Edwards wants every customer to feel confident, satisfied, and in love with their jewelry purchase, and for them to know and feel that they made the best choice. Sam Edwards Jewelers, located at 2545 Lifestyle Way, Suite 3, Chattanooga. Find them online at samedwardsjewelers.com.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone.
Choose ADS Security.
Find them online at adssecurity.com.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free Audacity app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. I am Ed Jones, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And course, I have a little bit of gravelly voice, as you had a couple times.
I did. I think I did. Was it last time or the time before? Time before, yeah. I think it was.
It was.
And yeah, no gravelly in me today, but welcome to my world. It's just part of life. And by the time we are older, we'll have antibodies to about everything.
Exactly. I look at it as a not full blessing, because when you're not feeling your best, it is aggravating at times. But it is, I tell people, I said, hey, instead of me going to the gym to build my bicep, I'm building my immune system, because it needs practice. It just does. And I am very, very fortunate. I probably have had 3 of these in 20 years, and I did test negative, so I continued to work around people, kept my distance, just because we still need to keep distance, just because colds, flu, anything that's contagious, be respectful of other people, which I am.
You know, I agree. I'm still distressed. They expelled that tennis player from Australia. That wasn't very good. But, you know, I'm not opposed to vaccines or masks. You know, as I've said before, I'm opposed to the general mandate and people forcing other people to do it. But, you know, for us at work, we're still wearing our masks. And that is, you know, like I was telling a patient, I kept mine on when I, you know, was close, and they were wanting to take theirs off. I said, look, I'm going to protect you. I'm not sick, but my little mask protects you if I have strep or flu. Doesn't do a lot for COVID, but you know, there's still that little bit of barrier. And so most of the patients are complying with that, the distancing and the masking. So are we. And I did notice during the pandemic, the rate of colds went down remarkably. You know, this is some of the healthiest time I've ever had for myself. You know, no sinus infections, had that little bitty raspy voice a couple of weeks ago. And that's the first thing that I can remember that I've had in a while. So I enjoy it. But I'm doing like you, more gym time, more running, my vitamin D, my vitamin C, and other things as well. And you know what? It's working.
Yes. Bingo. And there's nothing inherently wrong, again, with working the immune system with practice. And, you know, I don't want to be in bed, but I'm seeing this as a blessing, because it does serve a purpose, and it's going to strengthen me. And who knows what other antibodies I will be producing. Now, I am going to check myself this next Tuesday, because at Nutrition World, we do blood testing every Tuesday and the last Friday. Well, I'm going to check my antibodies, because I want to see where they are from my previous last year's COVID infection. I wasn't going to do that, but I decided, you know, I'm going to, because now I've seen so many antibody tests, and it's really all over the board. As far as I saw 2 last week, both of these people had COVID about 2 months ago. One had an antibody level of antigen of about 100. The other had one of about 3,000. So every person's immune response is different. And as you know, Dr. Green.
Oh, yeah. I wish I could run over and have mine checked. It's a matter of time.
It's really time for you. Yeah, time and schedule. I do want to say that really, you know, I like staying up on the literature of all health, including pharmaceuticals. Normally, I'm not intrigued by a new drug, because I am very not trustworthy of that. You know, there's been 8,100 drugs removed from the market over the period of the last 40 years, and they didn't remove it due to belly aches. They removed it because people died. So, you know, we have to be very cautious of the risk of pharmaceuticals, and I don't really trust the agenda of the FDA to be to not have pressure put on them that sometimes approves things that shouldn't be, talking about some of this vaccine thing for children especially. But there's a drug called VUITY. Have you heard of that? Well, it's just been approved, and it's to improve eyesight. And what it does, it reduces the pupil size so that you can read. And it is already drugs that's on the market, but they put it together in an odd combination. It's now been approved. So it's VUITY, VUITY. I found that just interesting, because that's working with the body somewhat. And
it
I don't
you
know.
Wouldn't want to take it at night.
No, probably not. But how cool is that? And then, you know, I'm just so connected to living a life that reduces toxins, because we are in a toxic cesspool of life.
I do find that fascinating, and I don't recall if I've talked about it here, but, you know, one son is a biomedical engineer and one daughter is now doing cancer research. So, you know, it's fascinating to hear what they're doing, you know, the fields are doing, what they're investigating. And we're still looking into a lot of good therapeutics for people, as
yes.
we should be.
And the thing is that, you know, we have gotten to an age and stage of life where commercialism and capitalism, which I love, I'm an entrepreneur, there's no doubt, but they've gotten so good at being sneaky about hiding the impurities and toxins in foods with beautiful labels and words that are legally applicable, like the word natural, actually means nothing. Don't ever feel, oh, this product said natural peanut butter. It doesn't have any real certification. We have to dig deeper than that. But there was this, just came out, there was looking at children just the past few months, this study came out, found that pesticides are found in the spinal fluid, the plasma, and the urine of all of the children that were checked in this one study. And that's frightening. Because
that was in the U.S.?
No, this was actually in Denmark.
Okay.
We're worse, I guarantee you. I'm worse. But what I'm going to try to position this as, one is, I think glyphosate, which is Roundup, is very, very going to be a demon that's going to rear its ugly head worse and worse as the years go on. And we can block glyphosate by nutritional intervention. We're not going to run from it. We're not going to hide from it. It's almost everywhere. But using a certain products that detox this very toxic chemical is very important, and even for children. But I also saw that, and again, water, tap water, drinking water can be a source of many chemicals. And this was a little bit concerning to me, and it kind of makes sense. But they did this study in the U.S. on Brita and Aquafine water filters. And it found that after only one single week, most of these filters produced a high bacteria count up to 10,000 times higher than tap water, because the filter is filtering out, but it's also a breeding ground for bacteria. Nothing simple. Ooh. Yeah, nothing simple in this world.
I just replaced the filter last week in my refrigerator.
Uh-huh.
Is it the same with that?
The good thing about that is, and they made this point, not about that, refrigerators, but it says, of course, if you keep the water cold, you're going to minimize the bacterial growth, which makes sense, of course. So,
and most people keep these, like the Brita, in their fridge.
They do, but
mold can still grow. I mean, you watch mold grow in the refrigerator all the time.
Absolutely. So I'm just throwing it out to say another source of contaminants that we don't even think about. A third source of contaminants is, which I'll use my personal example here, I bought I'm a guinea pig. I buy all kind of things to test myself, and that way I can sometimes help other people. But I bought this air monitor, and the app for it's called Air Things Wave. And I put it in my house, and I wanted to check the air purity. Well, the air purity was not very good.
Was that the one with the radon and all?
It checks volatile compounds, which are like chemicals from all sources, from furniture to carpets to even cologne, or your house expressing it, ovens, you name it. And then it checks radon, it checks humidity, and it checks two other things, barometric pressure, and then you connect it to your phone. Well, mine kept hitting a red light. I never was in the good range. So I bought a big air filter called Air Doctor, and it cleaned up everything except the radon. So looking into it, and I know modest amounts about radon, it increases your risk of cancer significantly. I'm in the fourth quarter of my life, and I'm not super worried about exposures, but I'm going to do all I can. So I called this company. My daughter had used them, very respectable. They came out, and I'm going by memory, which is not totally accurate. He called me last week because they put this huge monitor, official monitor, in my house, stay there 3 days. He called me back and said, the EPA's highest level for radon, and I'm going to use this example because I know the ratios, is about 200, and you're running at 1,000. You're five times over the EPA level. And because this other thing's picking it up all the time, I know it's accurate. And so they're having to come in and do about $11,000 worth of work under my house to dig it out, put these protective things down, put venting under it. Well, what if I had not been a seeker, a looker? This little thing that I bought picked up a potentially really dangerous item in our health. Now, again, at 65, I have less chance to have a problem than my daughter at 31. If you live under this level of radon, you are going to subject yourself. Well, we're living under that level of risk with your water and your foods and your this. And I am not obsessed with it, but we need to be a learner, and we need to take steps to purify our life.
Well, for our listeners, Ed, how do you balance, really, if we thought about everything we're surrounded by, if you look at the dangers in the world, whether it's for microbes, fungi, world events. I mean, if we really knew what, say, the president knows about the world, I don't know that I could leave the house. I mean, I'd really, ignorance is sometimes bliss when I don't know all the missiles aimed at us and all this. How do you balance these things to look for things you can fix without walking in fear? What do you do?
It is a fine line, because I have seen too many of my clients over my 43 years who locked themselves in a prison because of the fear, exactly what you're talking about, the fear of every bite of food and the fear of every single drug. And
I'm recalling that old Travolta film that probably I'm so old that nobody else remembers, but that boy in the bubble. Remember that from maybe the 70s?
Yes.
And, you know, the kid that didn't have a functioning immune system and he had to live inside the bubble all the time. You almost need that to protect yourself, really, but we can't live like that.
No, we can't. And where I go back to is I want to empower my own physical, spiritual, and emotional body to be more resilient. We have a body that can handle almost everything, but we have to support it. We can't keep throwing every negative molecule within us, including emotional molecules, and expect it not to shut down. So nutritionally, of course, I talk about the core four constantly. I've seen so much blood work now based on these four products that I really recommend to every person who's an adult, which is, of course, the right multivitamin, the right omega-3, the right magnesium, and a green drink for detoxing. And I see things change.
That's still a hard one for me. That
I know.
Tastes like grass.
It does. It's not good. Again, if you put it in a protein powder, it is better. But the greens, to me, have risen to the top of importance, because when we're acidic, you can't detox. That alone right there. Okay, so if I'm going to drink my tequila, I want to be able to at least have a system that detoxes it as efficiently as possible. So I take the right nutrients that help the liver detox. It isn't rocket science, people, and it doesn't cost that much to protect you. It's like wearing your seatbelt in the car. It's just you get into a habit. It works. You find your trustworthy partners in this journey, and you put a plan together, and then you just live your life. Put the plan, but live your life after the plan. You can't not have a plan, but you can't be swallowed up by the plan. So there's my 3 cents on that.
I agree. I mean, I've been in a lifestyle in my 20s where I was running, and my running lifestyle, the diet, the exercise, ran my life. And I was a slave to that. Was I in good shape? I was in great shape, you know, but it controlled me. So, yeah, I don't want to be there, but I don't want to be on the side where I'm a couch potato all the time and do nothing for myself. And I'm trying to find that middle ground where, yes, I'm exercising, I'm working, I'm spending time with my family, and it's all in balance. And that's that's where I'm actually a pretty good place right this second. But it's something that's taking a lifetime to learn.
And we will never get to really graduate from that school. We all struggle with that, especially those of us that are somewhat workaholics and perfectionists. I work way too hard. I am not a friend to myself as far as not taking enough personal downtime. I mean, without being too personal, which I really am an open book about so many things. You know, I've got 2 years and 3 months and 4 days and 7 hours left of alimony. And so, you know, that puts a lot of pressure on me. After 2 years and 4 months and 3 days and 7 hours, I'll have a lot of relief, a big
Hallelujah.
Race.
Hallelujah.
But we have to do what we have to do. So I'm going to, you know, do the best I can. Hope I continue to withstand whatever life brings to me and handle it in the manner that it needs to be handled.
Well, knowing you, I know you will.
Well, I'll give my 100%. That's all I can say. And sometimes I need to give myself a little bit more percent, but I do, you know, I do 80% really well. I mean, you know, I do the exercise. I eat better than most people. I take all my supplements.
You do take care of yourself in a lot of good ways. We talked about the massage and things like that, which I still have never done. I still haven't been to the float tank or the cryo chamber. I just talk big about it for 4 years, you know, but I'll eventually get there, Lord willing. You know? 'Cause that's one thing I don't do. That's a downside. I really don't do things like that.
Yeah.
But I probably should. But, you know, I have my other outlets. I've still got my music, and I've got my running, and I've got my gym.
Yeah, you do.
You know, and luckily I'm supported by a wife that makes me take some downtime and do some fun things. Uh-huh. And so, you know, it does balance itself out. But I have a lot of help from my family and friends.
Yeah, there we go. We have to have a support system. And there are people in our families that are the opposite, that are actually can be destructive to our states of living. And we love them. We have to love them just as they are, but we also have to set boundaries. And very, very important, because if we don't set boundaries, we become the punching bag. We become the sponge that absorbs some of their toxic nature. And it's just extremely unhealthy. And there's no lack of respect to set boundaries. I used to think that, like, oh, I need to say yes because that's what a kind person does. That's not kind to yourself if you say yes when you really meant to say no or please no. It is time to take a break. I want to come back. I got some facts and figures on the COVID issue, Omicron. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Ugh, I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
I'm Sean Whitfield. Join me, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download. It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding. You can expect some great guests and a lot of fascinating stories. Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location. Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts. Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with our partner, Dr. Green. And Dr. Green, I posted on Vital Health Facebook. Yeah, I was thinking of the Holistic Navigator. A lady who came in the store 2 days ago, and I've seen her a couple times, but Scott, my general manager, wonderful general manager, I was gone to lunch, so he texted me and said, when are you coming back? You got to meet this lady. So I rushed back, and I'm showing you a picture here right now. Pretty cool. She's 103 years old.
Wow.
And the reason he wanted me to meet her was because her daughter had brought her in, and her name is Dorothy, kind of locally famous, her daughter said, but doesn't take one prescription drug, has no health issues to speak of at all, and has been taking nutritional supplements for a very, very long time.
Huh.
I love the fact that...
I'd love to know her family tree.
Yes, and, you know, I am probably more intrigued about the search for anti-aging information than probably any other category. Of course, part of that's personal because, you know, I'm almost 65, And the thing is, there's a podcast out by Dr. David Sinclair. He's a Harvard graduate who's kind of devoting himself to this anti-aging whole process. And I listened to his first podcast that came out this earlier in the week, and also have his book on Audible. But one of the really cool points that he made, which I love, which I also certainly have thought of many times in my decade career, is the fact that disease or aging is a disease. It is. It's not an absolute. Fast aging does not have to happen. We're going to die. We're going to wear out. But as he said on his podcast called Lifespan, he said, we can now look in mechanisms of action of why does one organism age when the other doesn't. He used this perfect example of a mole rat. He said a normal house rat lives 2 years. A mole rat lives 20. They're both very, very close to each other as far as genetically. So why does one organism, animal, live 10 times longer? Well, we do know why. And that's where the magic comes in of putting together a plan, nutritional plan, eating plan, intermittent fasting plan, the things we know that decrease mitochondrial damage that are truly decreasing disease. It isn't just about eating broccoli, people, because Father Time is very cruel to us. It really, Father Time has put us here to do one main thing, that's to have babies and to procreate. And once we're past that age and stage, we're kind of disposable by Father Time. And so we have to up our game. That's the only way you're going to get to Dorothea's 103 and be functional like she is. I mean, 103 in most cases is not functional. This woman was clearly speaking. In fact, I told her when I hugged her, and you see a picture on me again on Facebook on Vital Health Radio, I gave her a hug. I said, you know what? If I were 10 years older and you were 10 years younger, I'd ask you out for a date.
I love it. Go Dorothy. I tell you what, I saw a little Hawaiian man on the news as well, 102 at the gym. Uh-huh. I mean, I thought, you know, wow, would love to be that guy. You know, I was thinking, though, in addition to the physical and exercise, things like that, nutrition, don't forget, don't neglect the spiritual and the emotional as well. You know, I wonder from Dorothy, what is her spiritual state? What are her beliefs? Mm-hmm. From an emotional state, does she have great support with low stress in her life? I mean, I was thinking about how presidents age so fast. You can watch them age in office because of the high stress levels on them. And just that crossed my mind while you were talking about Dorothy.
No, it's so, so true. And I love people's stories. I just, you know, don't have enough time to dig that deep into it. But I can tell you, her spirit was bright. Her eyes were bright. Her energy was amazing. It was one of those that you don't want to leave this person because she had it together, let me tell you. But I'm going to encourage people again to be learners. And Lifespan with Dr. David Sinclair, the podcast, I'm going to listen to every one of those because he's talking about this things that I talk about every single day with the ability to take heavy duty science and uncomplicated for people to make it useful in their life. There's science doesn't really help the average person if it can't be digested to a point of utilizing it. And again, with nutrition is very, very complex. And we tried to certainly take that and put it into simple pieces to this puzzle.
And of course, that's a huge part of primary care, too. When people are coming in supposedly healthy mm-hmm. and we're doing a physical, we're looking both in their family tree to see what they can do. And then all of the testing that we do, because you can, like you're talking about the testing in nutrition world, you can find a lot of areas where people can improve and, God willing, improve their quality mm-hmm. of life and their lifespan.
Absolutely. And, you know, I say this very often. We all need to create a team of people who can help us age gracefully. That team includes a general practitioner like yourself, Dr. Green. But it may also need to include a person with nutrition or a personal trainer. Maybe massage therapist. I have to have my team to keep this machine running as I do my car. You know, I go to Blackwell Automotive, but if my transmission screwed up, I'd go somewhere else. I had a guy in the store just 3 days ago, Dr. Green. He was a long-term customer, and he's always tried to manage very carefully his blood work. We have talked probably 30 times over 12 years. And I was telling him yesterday, he said, you know, my numbers are still really good based on what you recommended, this, that, and whatever. And he said, he's 80, 82. He's got, as all people, have a few other issues. And I said, well, you know, you might need to pursue this or do that. And he said, well, I'm just thankful to have you in my life, Ed. And I'm also my general practitioner. I love him to death because you recommended him. And because my other one quit, and he's really part of my team. I said, who do you go to? He said, Dr. Green.
Oh,
I said,
fantastic.
He just loves you to death. I'm not going to mention names, but...
No, we can't do that. I think I might know who you're talking about.
Yep. But as far as real quickly, I just want to get a couple points across without just going overboard on this. You know, I'm talking about, and again, I'm so fired up about people who are courageous and people who are cowards. Is regarding your conversation earlier about the controls, the agendas, the Rogans, and people trying to silence us with censorship. But the hero, I was coming back from Rev. I go to Rev Energy Medicine downtown every week. I just value it greatly, and it's just a wonderful part of my team. Again, Dr. Matt and the crew down there. But I was coming back from Hickson Pike, and there was a church, Rivermont Presbyterian. On their big digital sign, I love this, it said, and it was blinking, and it was bright, masks are fully optional with us. Well, that says perfect to me. It's middle ground. It's optional. If you're scared, don't come. Stay home. But let the other people do what they feel comfortable doing. And the coward of the week, and I like these people. I just hate to see it, because before I even say who they are, it goes back to many of the people I respect who are really questioning this vaccine for 12 and under. And it's just scary, scary stuff to me, because we are endangering a group of healthy people for the benefit of old people. And that has never been done in the history of mankind, where we have potentially sacrificed with an experimental drug people who have a death rate of 0.000001. So that is scary. Well, you know, and before I even say who the coward is of the week, we sell Senna at Nutrition World. You know, Dr. Green, very well, Senna can be abused. It's a laxative. It can be harmful. It can be addictive. It can make your colon black. So when you colonoscopy, it looks awful. Many things are not good about Senna. There are some good parts to Senna. You haven't pooped in 4 days. It's a good way, a remedy. But would I advertise Senna on my billboard? No way, because it requires a bigger conversation. It's not about me selling a product. It's about me educating and empowering people. Well, Access Pharmacy has huge signs up that are blinking, as that church did. We now can give children COVID shots. Don't advertise it. It's still too iffy. If you want to sell it, fine, but don't be blatantly putting it on the highway. That is cowardly to me. Cowardly.
I was thinking about that church, and they received praise from you. I think you like that, right? The optional mask, but they're going to receive heat from people, because there are just as many people who will say, well, I would never go there because there may be maskless people that'll put me in danger. Cherish the freedom that you have to, one, have a church that can make that statement. Number two, that you have the freedom to decide if you want to go or not. Plenty of people in this world don't have the option to go to worship. They can't do that openly because it's against the law in certain countries. And I have been distressed to hear, and these are I have not proven them. I don't have any confirmatory statements, but people that are talking to me in Australia, supposedly Canada too, possibly Holland, but different places I'm getting reports that their pastors they're being jailed because they didn't ask people their vaccination status. Not they did something really wrong. They just didn't ask for a vax card before somebody came in. So if these reports are true in those countries, how sad for them, and how much we need to cherish the freedom that we have, appreciate that, and appreciate this great country we have and men and women who have fought for that freedom. And we need to stand up for our rights for free speech and to be able to continue to worship in freedom.
And not demonize the groups that don't tend to agree with you.
Yes, this is not a pandemic of the unvaccinated, as they say, because like I mentioned earlier, there is actually reportedly a higher Omicron rate in the vaccinated. And I'm one of the vaccinated, so I'm talking about myself, even though I'm not sick right now. But we have to stop vilifying people groups. In my study of history, and I do love to study history, that has never ended well.
Never ended well. And, you know, we're told time and time again that the unvaccinated, as you say, are at the greatest risk. But the truth is really 180 degrees different from that. And research in Denmark compared to Delta, Omicron, you're far more likely to infect those that are fully vaccinated than those that are not with Omicron. And this study was 11,977 Danish people during December of this past year, which was only 6 weeks ago. And it's so clear that it's nonsense that someone could argue on the opposite side.
Yes, and remember the Cleveland Clinic, our famous, well-known, respected Cleveland Clinic, proved, I think over a year ago, that natural immunity surpassed the strength of artificial vaccinated immunity. It's not that you can't still get a vaccine, but it was superb immunity if you had COVID infection.
Right. Yeah, and that's not going to happen with
the jab. But people don't talk about that. Why not?
Yeah, why not? It was very interesting to me that, and this is very credible. It's certainly, I'm trying to always be as credible as I can with backing it up with facts. But the Omicron has a shorter incubation period than the Delta. It's usually only 3 days on average, 2 to 5. The other is a little bit longer. And they're recommending to test somewhere around 4 days after exposure to get the most accurate reading. And I did read yesterday that they're starting to believe that maybe a throat swab or a saliva swab could be as accurate and perhaps more accurate than the nasal swab. That will come to the surface. But the next time that I have a person I'm testing or a staff member if I have enough tests, which I've been buying a lot of these COVID tests just for people's use, and I'm down to about three right now, but I got about 12 coming. I'm going to do both for that person. I'm going to do a nasal swab, and I'm going to do a saliva swab, and just see if they come out. That'd be interesting.
Interesting thought. I'm not against it. I'm used to doing throat swabs for strep, things that live there, and rhinoviruses, other things that, you know, attack the nasal passages going there, you know, influenza and whatnot. So for myself, I would rather have someone swab my nose than my throat, because I will tend to vomit on you.
Bingo. I'm so sensitive in that area. Oh, my gosh.
My lab is always terrified when they have to do that to me in the past.
Well, guess what? It is already time to take another break. When we come back, we have a few words of wisdom, that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of our past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your convenience. A production of the Whitfield Media Group. It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, with my partner, Dr. Green, and we kind of trade out these days. You know, I love reading about the old timers like Marcus Aurelius, and this was a nice written article, small, short, about learning. And this is coincidental that I'm actually reading this, even though I've already spoke twice on the show about the importance of being a learner and a seeker. But from the time he was a small boy, Marcus's life was shaped by educational process. He had tutors, he had ascending ladder of job designed to teach him. He read books, he attended philosophy lectures. Even after he became emperor, Marcus kept advisors and experts around him. So you might think eventually, as he got older, he would have tired of this, or at least tapered off. He was pretty smart at that point, right? He was, after all, further along the path of wisdom than just about anyone else held his job before or after. But no, that's not how he approached life. The opposite happened. Even well into old age, we're told that Marcus kept learning. A friend once spotted Marcus heading out on an errand. "What are you doing?" he asked. "It is good, even for an old man, to Sextus, the philosopher, to learn what I do not yet know." It was a stunning scene, particularly after a parade of so many close-minded and ignorant emperors. "O Zeus," his friend exclaimed, "the king of the Romans in his old age takes up tablets and goes to school? If Marcus can do it, so can you. It's never too late to learn. We are never too old to go to school. Education is something we are doing for life. Seneca said, not for graduating. We must never stop learning. We must never think we've learned all there is to know, and we must never think we are too important to keep challenging ourselves. There's always time to learn what we do not yet know.
And that is quite apropos for these days.
It certainly is, because I see so many that have kind of shut the door for learning. Secondly, learning part of it is a habit. It isn't always, you know, what you want to do to open a book or listen to an audible book or pursue some kind of knowledge or take on a new hobby that requires learning. One of my most probably intellectually stimulating things I've ever done is to learn to fly an airplane. It requires a lot of work. Other things I've done, like going to Lucidity to a float tank, that's not learning, but it's another journeying into something that's not fun, but is so beneficial. Now, I want to talk each time we do a show, because I am putting my level of energy toward learning to another step higher, even though I feel like I do pretty well. But, you know, so many of us have anxiety. I've had my moments, certainly. I don't know about you, Dr. Green, but the world is full of it more than any other time.
I mean, don't we all?
And I think most of us do. Now, I know a couple people who said they've never had anxiety, which always stunned me. And I've
had one that told me that. I'm thinking, awesome. You're unique is what I'm thinking.
No, what I see with that is, and they weren't on antidepressants. I just feel like that you have to have the cornucopia of emotions to feel all of the emotions. And if you block one, you're going to block other pathways. And I also found that perhaps this person did not feel the joy and the excitement of life because they also didn't feel
hardship. Anhedonic?
Pretty much, yes. And
I tell a lot of people that are suffering with depression or anxiety, really, when it starts to control you, it is a problem. But most of us do have highs. We have lows. There's joy. There's sadness. I mean, we all go through this cornucopia of emotions. And I don't know. It's just part of navigating life.
It is. And it's okay to not be okay. And we should. In my life, I figured out me and my aggressive search for always pleasure and happiness is a demon, because I want the full flavor of life. But I'm saying all that to say this. My daughter, who... is just wonderfully well-read, and she's definitely an educated person and wants to continue to learn, found a lady named Cheryl Paul. She wrote a book, Wisdom of Anxiety. I want to encourage anyone out there who's chronically anxious. We can't cure it with a drug. We're not going to cure it with a nutrient. And we need to learn how to come to peace with it, because not having peace with anxiety feeds the anxiety.
And another interesting, you like historical figures, Corrie ten Boom from the Nazi Germany era, you know, someone who found peace and joy in the middle of horrible, horrific times of concentration camps. So, you know, in the middle of horrible times, she still had joy that was founded in who she was, her faith, and, you know, divinely instituted for her. But that's, if people want to read her story, that's another interesting person. Was she free of stress? No. But did she find a way to manage and have joy in the middle of it? Yeah, she did, actually.
Find ways to manage. That's exactly right. In the middle of the storm, we have umbrellas we can perhaps access, but we have to look for those. They're not going to be just popping out of our pocket. I want to say that on February 8th, we're going to have Dr. Pavey. She's been on two of my podcasts, and she's flying up from Florida, and it's going to be the first real lecture we've had in 2 years. It'll be on the lower level of Nutrition World on February 8th, but it's on anti-aging. And it's very interesting that many times the energies seem to go one direction for me. Right now, it's all about anti-aging, and that's why the Dr. Sinclair podcast I recommend. I'm reading his book on, or listening to it on Audible. But Dr. Pavey is going to speak about these mechanisms of action that we can address, especially when you combine blood testing, people like you, Dr. Green, other coaches and instructors that can help you put a plan together. Because this isn't about just doing more push-ups. This is about a lifelong program that's going to slow the damages of Father Time, not stop them. I do not ever think that I think that we're immortal and I'm not going to die until I'm 150. No, I'll be pretty lucky. I'm not going to make it to Dorothea's age of 103. I know that. I've pushed myself way too hard. Not looking for quality. I'm looking for quality, not quantity. So I encourage you, Dr. Pavey, go to nutritionw.com. Look it up, because it is going to be a fantastic lecture. And again, do like Marcus. Learn. And it's super to learn in person. I don't know about you, Dr. Green, but there's something missing when I learn on a Zoom call.
And so true. And I'm very visual, so a visual learner, but that's one of my goals every day. Two goals: learn something new, have fun,
I love that. And, you know,
very simple, but it works.
Real quickly, because we're going to run out of time, but back when my daughter's 31 now, my father gave me a grandfather clock before she was born. So that tells you how long ago it was. He's passed away. And I would wind that clock every Sunday night because every week it needed to be wound with a key. And I remember starting asking myself every Sunday night, in what ways am I better this weekend than I was the week before when I wound the clock? What have I learned? What have I done to help myself progress further up the ladder of joy, contentment, and education? And you know what? Some weeks I didn't have a good answer. I had just barely tread water, and that's fine, but it showed me being accountable. I need to be accountable to myself.
You probably learn more from a painful self-reflection than from a perfect one.
Almost always. Well, you know what, brother? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake from the Vascular Institute studio. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World. Sorry to have such a gravelly, sexy voice this morning, but have a healthy, safe, and a learned, fantastic week. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.